and basically pick out the colors I wanted and not even consider what it was doing to my skin or the condition of, you know, of the makeup. It was just the color I liked.
And you got older, was there a bigger...
Oh, yes.
Much bigger skin?
Mm-hmm. Much better in my... I was taught more by going to the malls and having my face made over. I think a couple years ago, a friend of mine, a young friend, which I'm sure you know, Lorraine, for my birthday, took me, and she had a manicure done for me, and also a pedicure down at the mall in Detroit, at Lakeside. We went to the Lord & Taylor store, and she said, let's have a makeover, and I said, fine. A girl met us at the door, in fact, and said that they're doing it, but they had a specialist in there to do it. And they made me up, and in fact, all the girls, they took pictures of me because they thought I had nice skin, and I was asked to come back and model for them. They thought I had such nice skin, but it was fun.
Did you go back and model?
No, because it was the distance of it. If it was closer to the mall, I would have. And the girl that made us over was from Chicago. And she said when she come in this area, if she would contact me, would I come and be a model as to be made up? And I said, well, I would, but I thought the distance was quite a ways.
Were there a lot of models back in the 30s, 40s? Did they wear makeup?
I think probably. See, we weren't aware of it because of the media. We didn't have the communications you have today, like showing you the models on TV and this type of thing. We didn't have TV in those days, so I couldn't say. Maybe on posters, maybe on billboards down the highway, you would see pretty girls with makeup on, you know, and they'd be advertising something. As far as knowing what the brand was or anything, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Was there anywhere you could, like, books or like in the back of magazines maybe?
Magazines weren't coming to your door as mm-hmm. much as they are today. The only time you could buy a magazine is at the counter of a bookstore. Probably go mm-hmm. to a bookstore and buy magazines. And I don't even believe that a lot of your drugstores had the magazines in them that they do now, where you could buy a magazine to look through. To find out. The only way we were taught and learned is from girls at school that we teach each other, mm-hmm. and we were self-taught.
Were there a lot of, or what types of restrictions were there on ingredients, and was there any? Or?
Well, I don't think there were in those days, because of what they had a lot of heavy perfumes and a lot of their things and alcohol, and yet today there are some alcohols in some of your astringents and this type of thing. You have to be very careful of your astringent. If your skin is dry, you don't want one with too much alcohol. Mm-hmm. But as excuse me, as far as the restrictions go, I wasn't aware of them if there were any. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there aren't too many restrictions on them today.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many different companies that make so many different things, and I don't think they have the restrictions on makeup like they do food.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you remember at all about makeup?
No, I think I pretty well, Tammy, summed it all up for you, as much as I can tell you about myself and about what I remember. The basic thing that I think that we need to remember in wearing makeup is to keep our skin very clean and wear some kind of protection on our skin, because mm-hmm. the sun is considered to be very, very dangerous to your skin. I'm highly allergic to sun, and if I get in it, I break out. I burn very easily, and now I start to break out, and I get definitely ill from it. The ozone's in the air anymore from the sun is not very many ozones, and they're being destroyed really frequently now by hairsprays and this type of thing. That's another thing we never knew much about, is hairsprays.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say they've become very prevalent in the Well, again, in the 60s, and they started, and it wasn't as good then as they have really come a long ways with the hairsprays. I think that they have made a real good turnabout, but not making aerosol hairspray cans, that they put it in pump cans, which is very good for our air and for our destroying the ozone, because they're really, the sun is getting closer to us, and we're destroying, you know, by using all these cans of aerosol sprays. And also, of course, also the trees and the forests help break a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to remember that sun is very drying to our skin. And a lot of people believe that water dries your skin out, but I've never really believed that, because I find that when I don't shower every day, that my skin is much worse than it is if I would wait and take a bath, say, once a week, like I used to when I was a child. We used to have to heat our water on the old wood stove, and we'd bring in a big laundry tub and set it by the heating stove, and that's what we'd bathe in. And then the next one, it was, if you were lucky, if you got to be the first one, because you didn't have to wash in their water after they did. So you were and by that time the water was so soapy that you didn't really rinse your skin good either, you know. But I have found that bathing is very important to your skin, and keeping it creamed down, you know, especially if you're dry. And I'm dry, I guess I'm dwelling on dry skin, because I all my life had very dry skin. But people with oily skin have as much difficult too, because if their skin is very oily, they have problems of keeping the oil from coming through their skin, you know. And then using heavy makeup on oily skin is not all that good of it either, as much as it is for dry skin. But I do feel that, and deodorant is very important to wear. And people should be taught properly how to use all this stuff. And I think it's very important that mothers teach their children this.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have, like, a girl in school that always wore lots and lots of makeup?
Yes.
She always had it piled on.
Yes, I did. And I loved her, because she could do it and I couldn't. I guess because when you're a teenager, you want to be like the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very normal teenage thing. And, yes, I had one girl named Shirley, that she just wore a lot of makeup, but again, a lot then wasn't a lot, what they call a lot nowadays, because they didn't have a lot of eyeshadows and a lot of eye makeup then. We never knew what eye makeup was until we got older, and not like your age does now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Tammy, I'm going to put a question to you. What do you think about girls wearing a lot of heavy makeup?
I don't think a lot of heavy makeup is good, you know. It's still a thought. If you wear too much, you're still, you know, like, I think you're a floozy or something. It's true. What was Shirley thought of? I mean, what did your peers think of Shirley?
Well, Shirley was a very outgoing girl, and she was well-liked, believe it or not, by a lot of people, and a lot of girls liked her, because she was an outgoing girl, and everybody loved her. And sometimes you have to look through sometimes to see the beauty of people anyway. It isn't just what's on their faces or while they wear their hair. The beauty comes within. And I think that's just as important as your makeup you put on.
Mm-hmm. What did guys think of Shirley with her makeup?
Well, naturally the boys sort of flocked to Shirley. And I guess that was a very envious feeling of all us girls, because they really enjoyed Shirley, because she wasn't always outgoing, but and not only because she wore a lot of makeup, she was just kind of pretty inside too. And I never really looked at her as being a floozy, because I liked her and I loved her. So I really enjoyed being around her.
Did your parents say something about Shirley?
Well, see, in those days, we didn't even have a car, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents didn't even go to the school I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove a horse and buggy. Now, that's getting back there a long years ago. But my dad, as I said, was 55 when I was born, so he was always an older man to me. So they never drove cars then to get where we went to school. And I rode a school bus, and I went about 15, 20 miles to school. So being that it was that far to school, my parents never went to the school. They didn't know Shirley. So they didn't know what to, I couldn't tell you, they thought anything of her because they didn't know her.
What did other adults, did the teachers or?
Well, then teachers wouldn't say anything, I don't think, anyway. Mm-hmm. If they did, they would talk to each other. They wouldn't tell us kids.
Did the boys prefer more makeup or did they prefer less? Or didn't they really say, or?
Maybe they didn't. Maybe. I don't think they really liked the lipstick when they kiss a girl because it was a lot of dye in it and it would just stick all over them. So I don't think they liked it too well. I don't think they liked the lipstick too well because it really stuck to them.
Mm-hmm. What type of nail products?
Haven't touched the nail products, have we? Again, a bright, bright, bright reds. The nail products were just nail polish and, excuse me, I think the nail polish then wasn't too much different, but the only thing is the colors and the nail polish remover was very hard on your nails. Do you wear very much nail polish now, Tammy?
Every now and then. Was it more loud?
Yes, much more loud then. Either that or it was called natural, which was it's kind of a reddish pink nail enamel that they would use. And you know, they didn't even have the hand creams and the hand lotions then that we have now either. Mm-hmm. They have what they get, the old faithful was Cornhuskers, and that's been on the market for years and years, and it's still a good product. And I know that the trouble I've had with my skin, I've had to go to a lot of skin specialists, so the one that recommended for me to use the most was called Wibi, it's Wibi, and I buy it. And I can believe it or not, in the last 5 years, that's jumped from $3.29 a bottle to $6.49 in 5 years. That's quite a, that's what they call inflation.
Yep.
It's really gone up.
Were there that many specialists, or are there more specialists? What's the?
Well, there's a lot more skin specialists today than there were then. I'm sure that they become more aware that people really are having problems with their skin and they need help. And I think there's probably more doctors that's gone into being skin specialists now than there ever was. I never, as a young person, ever heard of a skin specialist, so I never knew there was. Maybe there were, and I just never knew about it. Of course, when I had what they call eczema, and I had it all over my body, it wasn't just on my face or hands. But my hands were much worse than any part of my body. And they put me right in the hospital and started feeding me. They felt my diet wasn't proper. And that's one reason they put me in it for a 3-month study probably to try to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't believe in bathing then as much as they do now. Bathing wasn't an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was once a week, your Saturday night bath, behind the bed, old cook stove or the old heating stove in a laundry tub. So, as again I say, the bathing process then weren't as prevalent as it is today. If you don't shower every day now, if I didn't have my shower every morning, I wouldn't wake up. That's my treat of the day is my shower in the morning.
Did you think that could have a big part to play in skin irritations?
Yes. Because I think your skin was, for one thing, when you didn't bathe, your skin pores plugged up. And your skin needs to breathe. And I believe that the little rough stuff that comes off, your dry skin that comes off of your body, which I have a lot of, but I have to keep myself bathed every day and lotioned, or I would have it continue. I'd have it bad. And that means if you wear too heavy a cream too, it plugs those pores up in your skin and they don't breathe properly and your skin doesn't get oxygen like it needs.
What type of hair products were there? I mean, was there a lot of hairsprays or?
No. Again, we didn't have hairspray then. We didn't know what hairspray was up until, I would say, in the early 50s. We used to, what they call backcomb or ratchet your hair. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether you remember that or not, Tammy, that people used to backcomb mm-hmm. their hair a lot, and they'd have their hair piled up, and you'd go for a week without even having your hair shampooed or having it fixed. And that was, I worked in those years, and I went to the beauty shop every week and had my hair done, and they would backcomb your hair. And I think yet to this day it's been really hard on your hair because you're splitting the ends of your hair. And when we were yet little, we used, again, soap to, you know, like heavy lye soaps that would shampoo our hair in. But I would have to say after I become a teenager more, I got into more of the shampoos. I did have heavy, thick hair, and I had pretty hair. Even if I have to say that, it's gotten very thin now. Can't say my hair's pretty because I'm gray, but at least I had heavy, thick hair then. But I think taking care of your hair, I didn't take care of my hair like I should, mm-hmm. really, as I got when I was little, because I never knew how. But I think it's very important that we keep our scalps clean. And the shampoos then, as I said, we didn't have them. Then when I got into the teenage years, they started becoming more prevalent. And now you can buy most of hundreds of kinds of shampoos for your hair. Your hair, for falling out hair, you can buy a shampoo. It's called Placenta. And it's for people that lose their hair a lot. It's supposed to keep them from losing hair. And there's all kinds of shampoos that are working nowadays that you can't, that I never knew existed when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to style your hair?
Well, when we were little, they used to use what they call now, they call it thin styling lotion, and they call it mousse nowadays, or styling gel, and mm-hmm. it was a heavy, heavy gel, and it would make your hair stiff, 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 and they did a lot of finger waving in those days, and that's what they'd use. They'd put this gobby stuff on your hair. Well, you almost felt like you couldn't move your head, well, your hair was so stiff from it. But they used to do what they call finger wave, it was fun to have your hair, and they called it marcelling too, which is a wave that they'd use. And I used to go to the beauty shop when I was little, and they'd give me perms, and the perms were electric, big rods that come down off this great big machine, and you had these big wires sticking out all over your head, and all these little, and it burned. My goodness, you could smell it burning. And that's what they do, give you permanents with. You had to have electric perms, and they were done on little tiny rollers with all this machine hooked up to your head. And it looked like you were out of space. It looked like outer space now to some of you, but that's how I used to get my permits.
Did you ever use any of the gels or anything in your hair? Or?
Oh yeah, sure, I did. That helped hold your curl in, you know, or your waves. But of course, permits then are nothing like they are now. They got perms for all mm-hmm. kinds of different conditions, with conditioners in them and this type of thing. But the permanents then basically were just the one kind you could only get, and that was hooked up to this machine, and it was electronically done. And I said, when you're sitting there, you look like you were somebody out of space.
How long did they take?
Oh, a lot longer than they do now. It took me about 3 hours to get a permanent then, mm-hmm. which I can do it probably, well, I would say about an hour and a half now without her setting my hair. The perm itself is about an hour and a half.
Were most of the girls at that time getting perms, or what type of hairstyles and hair products were the other children using?
Mostly then, the perms, a lot of it was just natural. They didn't have too many perms, and if you got a permanent, you felt like you were very fortunate to be able to get a permanent then, but a permanent, the cost of a permanent then was $5 in a beauty shop. You would get a perm all over your head for that. And Now you pay $45 and $50 for a permit. And a permit would last you. I mean, you could have a permit that would last you a year, those electric perms. But now you take a perm, I can only last about 3 months now, the perms I get. I have to get a permit about every 3 to 4 months.
What about gels? Did the other girls use gels?
I'm sure they did. I don't remember. I don't remember too much what other girls used then. I guess I never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I used to use it in the Canaan. I can remember. I can still see the bottle. It was green, gooey stuff. It's just like your. I have some like what they call it's styling gel is what it is. Only it was heavier than what they have now.
Mm-hmm.
It was thick. Real thick. A lot. And you know, a lot of people yet use, well, even the black people use Vaseline on their hair to hold it down because their hair is very frizzy, you know. And I can remember what's a kind of a cute story about that. The kids were all home at that time, and our church decided that they would go to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and bring back a load of black children that had never been on farms, and we lived on a farm at that time. And I got this black girl, and she slept in a twin bed in one of the bedrooms, and my sister, which was visiting us, slept in the other one. But that girl's hair was so plastered down with Vaseline that you could not believe it. I'm not exaggerating one bit when I tell you that pillowcase was as black as coal. And I had to throw it away. I couldn't even keep it. And so I thought, oh, how am I going to get this girl to wash her hair? And this girl was so afraid of people that she was carrying a chain in her luggage because she was taught that was her protection. She was 12 years old, and she told me she was dating a white male teacher. And you could tell she was from really in the slums of the Fort Wayne, from that part of it. And anyway, I decided that I should try and get her to wash her hair. We were having a get-together on Saturday at the church for all these teenagers that came from the inner city on these farms. And so I talked her into taking a bath and letting me wash her hair. And I never got into such a mess in all my life. I'm not exaggerating one bit when I tell you that girl, I don't think, had ever washed her hair. It was, the water was coal black, and it was just, I thought, oh my, she's going to step up my drain. It was that bad. And I felt sorry for her because I don't think the girl ever knew what a bath was or a bathtub. But I did wash her hair for her, and I have to say the next day it stood out and it was a mess because she didn't have any Vaseline on it, but at least I knew it was clean.
Mm-hmm.
But they used a lot of Vaseline in their hair. And they used a lot of what they call, it's an oil that they use, some kind of a gel out of a tube, and I can't remember what the name of that was, but we used to put it on our hair to make our hair shiny too. It's like your BO5.
Mm-hmm.
and this type of thing.
What did Shirley use in her hair? How'd she have her hair? Was it
her hair? She was a redhead. She was very perky and pretty, and she wore her hair sort of like what they call now what do they call these perms that you just give them a permanent and then you pick their hair out? And that's about the way Shirley wore her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Only it was longer, much longer than what they use now, you know. But she was, I thought she was beautiful, but maybe she wasn't nowadays. I don't know. She was my idol anyway as a peer. She was my peer and she was, she was cute and I loved her.
You said perms lasted about a year?
Yes.
Did, is that how long they lasted on everyone? And
well, I think that depend on the hair. But on me, I would just, maybe Oh, I would say about the 9th or 10th month, my hair would start, it'd start going out, and by then I'd have to have another permit. But see, the permits then were set in electronically, and with a perm solution also. Where now your hair is done with perms without any heat to it. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of your perms are heat activated themselves, so you don't have to have this electric curlers going on. They roll these up and they put these little clamps over each curl, mm-hmm. and there'd be wires going right up to the machine that they, mm-hmm. you could be. I always was afraid I might be electrocuted, but I wasn't. I'm still here to tell you this story, Tammy.
What type of solutions then did they?
Well, I don't have any idea what kind of solution they were then.
They used solutions?
They used a solution, but what it was, I didn't know. I didn't know what it consisted of. Mm-hmm. All I knew, I had lots of curl and it lasted. I never liked it. Well, even to this day, I don't care for perm until I wash it a couple times mm-hmm. myself. But then I'd have to wash it a lot more than a couple times, believe me, before I got the curl to loosen up.
What did you say, there was a WIBI that you used on your
yes.
skin? What was that? And
well, that's sort of like consists of, it has alcohol in it, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. It has some alcohol in it. And it also is a little bit the consistency of the corn husker's lotion. But I even use that on my face and all over my body. I don't, you know. And I use a lot of different kinds of lotions, but that's mm-hmm. my favorite yet.
Was there any type of medicated or prescription lotions or that were given to people with skin problems?
Well, this one was recommended to me by a skin specialist, but at that time when I was younger, I never had any prescription. Mm-hmm. Unless I had what they'd call ringworm or something that mm-hmm. you'd be a skin problem, you know, that it would be sores on you or this type of thing. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get caught wearing any makeup or was your...
Yes, and if I did, when I did get caught, I was, I wouldn't know what you'd say. My dad wasn't very pleased with me. My stepmother let me get away with a lot more than what my dad would. My dad didn't have very much religion until I was probably started into my teen years. And then when he did get, he went to church and became a Christian, he really was strict then. I mean, maybe too much so with me. I think I remember him not especially wanting me to wear any makeup. I mean, mm-hmm. any kind of makeup. And if I was caught wearing any makeup, he was very displeased with me.
Do you remember any stories about when you got caught? Or?
No, not really, Tammy, because he was, as I said, I don't remember any special time that he's caught me to, you know, mm-hmm. with a lot on, so I don't remember any.
You said your mother let you get away with it. Do you remember any stories when she let you?
Yeah, especially when one night he worked nights, and he worked in a bomber plant, which that was an airplane plant then there in Kansas City. And of course that was starting in the 40s where the war was on, World War II. And he worked nights, and sometimes my mother let me go out and have a date, and I would put makeup on, but I always had to be back in at a certain time and have that makeup off before my dad would get home.
Did he ever punish you, or did you ever?
No, he never really punished me. He would just give me a good mouth talking to, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's worse than a punishment itself, because mm-hmm. it's a tongue lashing, and what they call a tongue lashing, and that's not as, sometimes is more unpleasant than if he just beat me for it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when Janice, your daughter, wanted to wear makeup? Do you remember anything about how you went and what you let her wear?
Yes, I do remember that, Tammy, very well, because first of all, I wanted her to look natural, and I wanted her to be as I say, cleansing the skin was so important to me. And to have her do, and I tried to teach her how to wear her makeup properly. And I wish that, see, even then I didn't take her and have her made up at a mall or somewhere mm-hmm. where they teach you how to properly take care of your skin. I taught her myself, and I allowed her to wear makeup, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it hurts any girl to wear a little makeup. It's how they wear it and where they wear it. And how much, you know, it depends on where they're going. At nighttime, you need a little more than you do in the daytime. And as far as Janice goes, she never really fought to wear it mm-hmm. a lot. She liked, I think she wore some, but not as heavy. And she always looked more natural, really, than mm-hmm. I ever did as a teenager.
I think that was because she was allowed to wear it? Or?
Yes. Not only that, it's the type of makeup also. They had a lot different type of makeup when she was a teenager than when I was. Mm-hmm. They weren't as bright colors. Maybe your rouges all were the same color. I mean, you could buy a box of rouge when I was a teenager. It was and the next gal sat next to me, the different skin color and different hair color and everything was the same color, same as the lipsticks. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'd have two shades, an orangey red or mm-hmm. a red, you know. Plummy red, maybe you'd call it. Mm-hmm. But Janice, I think she really wears more makeup now than she did when she was a teenager. I don't think it was as important to her as it was to me. Mm-hmm. Because maybe because I never refused to let her wear makeup. It wasn't mm-hmm. that. But see, I think she... It wasn't as important to her. Maybe it was more important to me because I had more peers that pressured me into wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think peer pressure plays a big part?
I sure do. I really do. How do you feel about your teenage friends? Do you feel that that's important to you, or are you strong enough to overcome that?
Well, I think it's different than when it was in your age. I mean, now if at this age, at least, I think that you can go with more of what you feel compared to what I hear you saying.
I believe so, too, Tammy. I think that has a lot to do. I don't think that you're condemned for not wearing it. Mm-hmm. I don't think your parents keep you from wearing it. I think they let you wear what, they pretty much let you handle what you want to handle with mm-hmm. makeup. And I think if you overdid it, I'm sure they probably would say something to you. You must be doing a good job.
Was, in your school days, was it ever cliquey enough to wear, one clique would wear a different color and, you know, understand what I'm saying, cliqueys or groups?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. I understand very much what you say. Probably the girls that, wore a lot of makeup, except Shirley. I come back to Shirley. She was liked by everybody, but a lot of the girls, that, as I said, that they wore very heavy makeup, they weren't included as a floozy. And if, you know, none of us were allowed to, mm-hmm. I don't think, to wear even the makeup at all, considering what you're wearing today. Mm-hmm. Any kind of makeup.
Okay. Now what, I'm going to ask a couple questions, spelling and stuff. What city exactly was it that you lived in Missouri?
Well, I was born in Parkville, Missouri, which is Parkville. And I went to school there, and then I went to high school in North Kansas City, Missouri. It's in O-R-T-H, town, T-O-W-N. Northtown. We used to call it Northtown. It's really North Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And we always put KC for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. And then when you moved to Michigan, what city was it that you moved to?
To Brown City, Michigan.
Brown City. What aunt?
It was my stepmother's sister. And I lived with her for a few months until I went to work for a doctor in Brown City and lived with him for a year and a half before Grandpa and I got married. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that if you ever look at our wedding pictures, you can see that I had bright red lipstick on.
What was your stepmother's sister's name?
Eva Kiesler.
Did you know how to spell that? Or?
Eva. Mm-hmm. K-E-E-S-L-E-R.
How do you spell Esterbody?
I-S-T-E-R-I-A-B-I-D-I. Mm-hmm. I hope I got that spelled right.
Sounds
very
right. Do you remember any certain names or certain brands of makeup that stick out in your mind? If any?
The only thing that I can remember is the Rouge Box. And it was, as I said, a little orange box. But the brand that sticks out in my mind the most is Revlon.
Mm-hmm. How old
were
you? Or Cody? Mm-hmm. What ages were you when you use those, or what?
Again, I would say when I started to be 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Revlon was out then?
Yeah.
Did you use more products when you moved to Michigan? Were they getting into more of mascaras and eyeliners and... When did
I'm sure they were, but I didn't use them that much. In fact, I don't think I used much eye makeup until in the late 60s, early 70s. I always used an eyebrow pencil because my brows are light, got light hair, and I always sort of pencil my eyebrows in. But not even in my wedding picture did I wear eyebrow pencil, and that was in 46. Because I remember our wedding pictures, mm-hmm. The lady had the photographer's wife, after her husband died, brought this picture to me. It was like a 14 by 21 size, and she said I'd ask her to pencil my eyebrows in because they didn't even show.
Mm-hmm.
So she took it home and did it, brought the picture back and gave it to me. I think Aunt Janice has that picture too.
I don't think there's really anything else I need for spelling. If there is, I can just call you. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed this, Tammy. It's been a fun time. And I want to say is that I very admire you because the way you do wear your makeup, and you always look so natural. And you're very special. Enjoyed doing this with you, and I thank you for letting me be part of your.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we'll be copying this and sending copies.